under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you jump on board as we face the issues. We always look forward to your dialogue and discussion about the issue of the day. And lest I forget it, and oftentimes I do, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your question, comment, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. We're talking about today an issue that I believe we need to drill down on and understand a little better. Our battle against pure evil. Our battle against pure evil. You see, ladies and gentlemen, I believe that most of the time, I include myself, we look at the enemy as being the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Socialist Party, or we look at the enemy as being the Socialist Marxist media, or we look at the enemy as being Joe Biden and his entire administration, and all of that's true. They are indeed the enemy of the child of God. They're the enemy of the truth of the Word of God. They're the frontal enemy of anything that we'd hold near and dear as conservative Christian patriots in America. But the Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Ephesians 6:12. For the natural view, we look at it as battling against the Socialist Marxist media. We look at it as battling against the loose likes lost liberals, as I call them, in Washington. But our battle is really being fought out on a much higher plane. It is a demonically controlled hierarchy that we're battling against. We're going to talk about how that is seen in the real world today, how that battle against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world. That's talking about the hierarchy of the demonic world is what we're literally seeing in Ephesians, the sixth chapter. And the key to that is being fully dressed in the armor of God in order to do battle. We'll talk about that today on this issues that we're saying, we're calling our battle against pure evil. And it is pure evil. And I believe it's time Christian conservatives and patriots wake up. I believe it's time we recognize who the real enemy is. I believe it's time that we recognize the enemy, plan, prepare, put on the full armor, and get onto the battlefield and do battle as God would have us to do as Christians, as conservatives and patriots. And as we think along that subject, along that line of thought, may I remind you that as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. It's the truth book. It's the Bible. And as we look at the truth book, John 8:31 and 32, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples, he said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, Jesus says, "I am truth." And further, there's the declaratory statement made in John 17:17. The scripture says, "Thy word is truth." And then in Psalms 117, verse 2, the scripture says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So may I remind us that the truth of the Word of God is not something that's here today and gone tomorrow. The truth of the Word of God is not something that can be cast off and viewed as being old, stodgy print of yesteryear. There's some that view the Bible in that fashion. In fact, we find overwhelming majority of those that are called evangelical preachers today, only 11% that are preachers in the pulpit have a central biblicist worldview. That is, believing that everything that we see, think, or do is to be viewed through the prism of the Word of God. But as we look at that through the prism of the truth book, we need to understand that truth endures forever. And the only truth that endures forever is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. May I say to you that it was the secularist George Orwell, in his dystopian novel entitled 1984, written in about 1947, 48, 49, published, and the title of the book was 1984. It was a dystopian novel, and it was Orwell that said in that novel, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." It's the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said, and I quote, "What we believe about truth does not change what is true. What we believe about reality does not change what is real. There's no greater example of arrogance and self-worship than to assume whatever we believe is true and real. Yet that is precisely the prevailing view in America today, even in the Christian churches." And that's verifiable in the latest survey of the younger Americans. As the headline says, "Most younger Americans say there is no absolute truth." That's the title of the article on that subject. In the article, it talks about the latest survey, and it says that 55% of the Americans, that is the 18 to 35-year-old age group, we call them the millennials, they think this: each person determines their own version of truth. And ladies and gentlemen, that's an impossibility. That's the reason we have such a churning culture today that we call the woke culture, the woke generation, because everybody says, "Look at me, I've got the truth." Everybody wants to have a part of the truth, a portion of the truth, and then stand on that and twist it and pervert it into trying to make that their truth become the real truth, and it is simply the diminished version of truth. It is taking a copy and copying the copy and then copy the copy until the real image is blurred, and that's what is attempted today. I go back to the statement from the 15th century church reformer and theologian, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, "Faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death." And that's my challenge each and every day. I believe that it would behoove us to recognize truth and go back to the truth. That is, taking everything that takes place locally, statewide, nationally, and internationally, and globally, and view what is happening through the prism of the Word of God. Because from Genesis 1:1 through the book of the Revelation, it is the progressive revelation of God to man. And God gives us the insight, the wisdom, to understand what is happening based on the authority of His Word. So I commend it to you. Seek the truth. Listen to the truth. Learn the truth. Love the truth. Tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the backup power equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional, as well as the homeowner brand, landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291. That's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of Old St. Augustine Road and I-295, right at the Beltway. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a benchmark that will identify Tools for Time. It's a 165-foot flagpole with the U.S. flag, Old Glory, flowing 24-7. Based on that flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions: house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly, oriented environment that you're working in. They're closed on Sunday, allowing the family of Tudor for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does, place you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, our telephone lines are open. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Love to hear from you today as we have your dialogue and discussion, your questions, your comments about our battle against pure evil. And let me remind you again, Ephesians 6:12 validates the source of our battles. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of darkness in this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It is talking about the demonic hierarchy. You have your demonic generals, you have your demonic colonels, you have your demonic sergeants and lieutenants, and foot soldiers carrying out the task under the leadership of Satan himself. Therein is the source of our evil in the world today. It is the source of the problems in all of society. It is the thing that we see manifestly envisioned and viewed today in relationship to the end result of that being played out in the hearts and the minds of Joe Biden, the Biden administration, and all of those that are on the category that I call the loose likes lost left, being promulgated and carried out and enhanced by the socialist Marxist media and the Communist Democratic Party, as well as, ladies and gentlemen, the thugs with badges, of which we know as the FBI and the DOJ and IRS and DHS, and I could go on and on and on, the CDC, the FDA. All of these agencies, ladies and gentlemen, are in the play carrying out what is the demonic agenda for the world today. The real battle, ladies and gentlemen, is the satanic demonic wickedness that's taking place. There's just no other way to explain some of the things we see taking place. How do you explain, ladies and gentlemen, the elected officials approving the mutilation of healthy children, removing body parts? How can you explain that other than a demonic delusion? How can you explain the fact, ladies and gentlemen, that we have thousands upon thousands upon thousands, yea, even millions in America today that have already been mutilated to the point that they are absolutely sterilized? They can no longer reproduce, cannot reproduce, and produce another generation, no progeny as a result of their lives being lived. And multitudes of those, in fact, the statistics tell us that 40% of those that go through that wind up being in a state of delusion, dilemma, depression, and commit suicide. Ladies and gentlemen, that's an astronomical fact. But what can you expect other than the fact this is a tool being used by Satan and his entourage of demons to destroy the lives of otherwise those that could be productive in life and they could have a life serving the Lord Jesus Christ? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know about you, but my question is, how long will we as Americans tolerate the sexual mutilization, the mutilization of and removing, barbarically so, removing healthy body parts because an individual is told by school counselors, by school teachers, by physicians today? By the way, I'll talk about it further in the broadcast. Big Pharma is involved in the training of the medical staffs and our major hospitals to carry out this plan. And the end result, those that are mutilated are in the lurch of depending on Big Pharma for the rest of their lives. You couldn't ask for a greater illustration of the demonic delusion. You couldn't ask for an illustration of the wickedness that we see today, and it's the battle against pure evil that is taking place. Will America ever end this barbaric practice? I say the answer would be yes. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe it'll be so long down the road that they will look back in major regret. Just as a physician friend of mine, as we talked about on several occasions, the barbaric actions and the response to COVID-19 by the medical professions. This physician friend said, in a few years, all of the medical profession will look back in regret because of what they have done, as a result of what they have done. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we as America, if Jesus Christ tarries, if the rapture of the church is delayed, I believe America will look back in regret, look back in sorrow, look back in shame, look back in disgust with what we're going through today, and it's as a result of the battle that we're faced with against pure evil, evil on every hand. Ladies and gentlemen, even parents today are deceived into believing the demonic lie that a child's sex can be altered and changed by physicians. Do you know the major thing that's pushing parents into submitting to that? Parents are told, if they've got a little girl that thinks she's a boy having sexual dysphoria, physicians and counselors tell that parent, well, would you rather have a dead girl or a live boy? And so that is the ploy to push. It is a demonic ploy. It's a demonic push to delude the parents into believing that, sure, I'd rather have my child alive than dead. So therefore, I will allow the medical profession for big money, tax-funded, taxpayer-funded surgeries to mutilate and to destroy the future of that child. Ladies and gentlemen, our battle is against pure evil, and that evil is nothing less than the demonic forces that's alive and well in society today. Just think of the sodomite LGBTQ agenda. Would you have ever believed, hear me, would you have ever believed that America would be so deluded that we would embrace what is called the gender fluid mindset? And under the gender fluid mindset, we're told by the sodomite agenda, the LGBTQ community, of course, it's a lie. It's a demonic delusion. We're told, though, by those that are pushing that agenda, that there's some 157 different genders, 157 different genders. I'd like to have a person-to-person live debate with a fool that would say that. Now, I understand that some say, wow, he called some. Yes, the Bible would call them a fool. Ladies and gentlemen, when you analyze the book of Proverbs, it talks about those that are wise and those that are fools. We need to understand that it's because of a demonic delusion. It is the battle that we have today, and it's the battle against pure evil. But the sodomite LGBTQ agenda, claiming that some 150 plus genders and embraced by society, including those that would think that somehow they're smart, many of them are highly educated, but the highly educated in the field of academics, perhaps not in the field of understanding. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it takes wisdom from on high. The Bible says in the book of James that earthly wisdom is earthly, sensual, and demonic. It is a delusion. It takes heavenly wisdom. Now, I'm looking at an article that says school board defies state law so it can force the LGBTQ ideas down kids' throats. Dated May 24th. Many school districts across the nation now are adopting mandatory, listen, school boards adopting mandatory LGBTQ indoctrination programs for all students. Sometimes described as sex education, sometimes called diversity education. Their common goal is that they promote the LGBTQ ideologies to young children. It is this very issue, when it arose in Florida, and Governor Ron DeSantis and lawmakers banned it, that Disney lobbied for the ideology, provoking what now is a war between the state and the company that for decades had provided children with entertainment. Further, the article states, now the fight over this issue has been escalated with a lawsuit on behalf of parents in Maryland who are charging that the Montgomery County Board of Education simply decided to violate the state law and requires their children to endure the leftist lessons by the LGBTQ. According to the Beckett study, which figures in America's courts for religious rights, it has filed a federal lawsuit against Montefa McKnight, superintendent of the board, and the board itself and all of its members. The legal team explained, a group of parents filed a federal lawsuit last night against the Montgomery County Board of Education because they are mandating storybooks that push extreme ideology regarding gender identity and sexuality. Maryland law and the school board's own policies require parental notification and opportunity to opt out of any instructions concerning family life and human sexuality, end quote. Quote, but after mandating new books that advocate pride parades, pride and gender transitioning, and pronoun preferences for kids, the board announced it would no longer, hear me, the board announced that it would no longer follow the law. Parental notices will not be provided, and opt-outs will not be tolerated. Ladies and gentlemen, the mindset is, in these school boards and in many of the city councils and board of aldermen, et cetera, in our nation, there's the mindset that I don't care what the law says, we're going to push the LGBTQ sodomite agenda. So you have to ask the question, what would cause what we would otherwise call normal, influential, educated people, what would cause them to bow and to bend to such a demonic ideology, a sodomite agenda called the LGBTQ? And by the way, it's not LGBTQ. It's LGBTQIA plus da, 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 da. I don't know when they'll quit adding to it. But we find today, ladies and gentlemen, that the mindset is that we're going to force you to accept our ideology. We're going to force the kids. Listen very carefully. It's not just in that Maryland school board. It's happening in school boards across the nation. It had been taking place for several years under the direction of Superintendent Diana Green, Dr. Green, Superintendent of Schools here in Duval County. I am thankful that there was enough pressure brought on her that she resigned. I'm sorry to say that the school board, our tax money, had to write her a check for about $115,000, $120,000 to get her out of the door. But she was circumventing the laws in the state of Florida that says you cannot teach kindergarten, and in that case, kindergarten through third grade or kindergarten through eighth grade, the sodomite lifestyle through the LGBTQ agenda. She decided that, well, we just won't use state curriculum. We'll have our own curriculum developed. Who did they hire and bring on board to develop the curriculum that's supposed to circumvent the state school board educational programs? Nothing other than people out of the Planned Parenthood and out of the LGBTQ hierarchy to develop the agenda, to develop the curriculum. So I'm delighted, ladies and gentlemen, she's not here. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully to the point that I want us to understand is that we have this mindset being promulgated, pushed, and orchestrated to brainwash our children, to sexualize our children, to weaponize our children, and to indoctrinate our children into that program of the LGBTQI+. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Breaking news, LGBTQ Pride Youth Carnival bars parents from attending any of their programs. And I'm looking at the handbill that is put out. And this is in, I believe, Indiana. We'll see in a moment. It has, yes, it's Indiana Youth Group. It shows a Ferris wheel. It shows the general's tents and sites you'll see on the fairground. And it says Wednesday, June 7th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Youth Carnival, all kind of games. Youth only, listen to this, ages 12 through 20, with a valid ID. And gives the location in Indianapolis, Indiana. But a footnote says, parents will be invited to participate in other activities off-site and encouraged to explore the city, but not be participants in this fun festival for youth. It is designed for the sodomite community to recruit our kids, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about today our battle against pure evil. I don't know of anything you could call any more descriptive than pure evil for this. Listen, organizers of the Youth Carnival, sponsored by two Indiana LGBTQ plus organizations and the Indiana in Indianapolis Airport Authority, hear me, Airport Authority, which is a federal taxpayer organization and location. This organization, the Youth Carnival, sponsored by two Indiana LGBTQ associations and the Indianapolis Airport Authority, will not allow any parents to attend with their children. According to an Instagram post by the Indiana Youth Group, it is collaborating with the Indiana Pride to hold the carnival for youth ages 12 through 20 in an activity nicknamed The Pit. Indiana Youth Group describes itself as an organization that serves young people ages 12 to 24 who self-identify as the LGBTQ plus, as well as their allies and peers. Parents aren't allowed to attend the carnival with their children, but are encouraged to participate in other activities off-site as, listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, as the nearby Trinity Lutheran Church explores the city with them. Moms for Liberty founder, Tiffany Justice, whose group champions parents' rights, called this provision a big red flag. Why would any parent send their kids anywhere that they are not welcome to attend? That's a good question. And ladies and gentlemen, my question is even greater than that. Why would any parent allow their child to be subjected to the sexualization, the weaponization, and the recruitment of the sodomite agenda? Why would any parent take their toddlers and older to a sodomite LGBTQ drag queen presentation? Can you imagine a parent in their right mind doing that? No, it is because of the demonic delusion that somehow, some way, and it is put in the entrapment of this is entertainment. And ladies and gentlemen, it's designed for recruitment and not for entertainment. It is designed to bring this this present younger generation into the sodomite lifestyle. And the only thing that could do that, ladies and gentlemen, is not necessarily Democrat. It's not necessarily Republican. It's not necessarily the independents. It's not has necessarily nothing to do with the political ideology, though it is linked very closely thereto. It is based on a demonic delusion. Ladies and gentlemen, our battle is against pure evil today. I'm looking at an American Family Association newsletter, and the American Family Association newsletter says this. Target stores showcase trans displays. The Target Corporation has been holding emergency meetings in a growing number of stores to move the LGBTQ and transgender merchandise away from the front of the store. According to the Fox News, customers are confronting store staff and managers for pushing the same offensive agenda that resulted in a huge backlash against Bud Light. Now, I don't know about you. I mentioned it on yesterday's broadcast. Bud Light plummeted financially. They lost somewhere between $6.2 and $10 billion as a result of pushing the transgendered young man that wants to be a girl, that's dressed as a girl, that's promoting the Bud Light. It bottomed out. And ladies and gentlemen, their rating financially had been changed from an A rating to a B minus. And it's causing major, major problems. Now, here is Target stores doing the same thing. The Target insider told Fox News there were emergency calls and that some managers and district seniors directors were told to tamp down the Pride Month celebration immediately, especially in the South. Target Pride merchandise includes female-style swimwear that can be used to tuck male genitalia. Products labeled as thoroughly fit on multiple body parts and types and gender expressions, a gender fluid mug, a variety of other adult clothing with slogans such as super queer, party supplies, home decor, multiple books, and a grow at your own pace saucer planner. Critics are particularly peeved, this article says, about Target Pride merchandise for children, which includes onesies and rompers for newborn babies, along with other apparel. Ladies and gentlemen, Target has participated, this article says, in the annual June Pride Month by setting up displays promoting the LGBTQ agenda, sometimes setting up displays in the children's clothing sections. Ladies and gentlemen, it is putrefying when you read deeper and dive into the dumpster of garbage and see the merchandise that Target is offering. I say this, and we'll touch on it again later in the broadcast today. My recommendation, boycott Target stores. Don't spend a dime of God's money in your pockets at Target stores. Let the managers know you're not shopping there. You're not spending 10 minutes or $10 there. And remove yourself from it. Find another place to shop. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue this broadcast today, our battle against pure evil, right after the top of the hour news. Got a one-minute break. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.
WTRJ, Orange Park, Jacksonville. WAYL, St. Augustine. WATY, Folkston, Georgia. Online at ilovethetruth.com.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. $1 million in 1 hour. That was the haul for newly minted Republican presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. His campaign says it collected $1 million in donations in the hour after DeSantis' announcement on Twitter last evening. DeSantis joins a crowded field of Republican candidates, including former President Trump. The Trump campaign says DeSantis lacks the necessary experience to serve as president. No breakthroughs to report yet in the debt ceiling standoff, although House Speaker McCarthy is characterizing meetings with President Biden as productive. Still, there are differences. McCarthy says that spending is a huge issue. Federal Reserve policymakers apparently divided over what to do about interest rates when they meet again next month. Newly released minutes from their last meeting earlier this month reflect a divide among the Fed policymakers. More details, SRNNews.com.
Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today what I believe to be a very serious subject, an issue that I believe we need to grasp and get a deeper understanding that will give us better insight as to what God would have us to do in the immoral, ungodly, unholy, unethical, woke culture that we're now faced with in our nation. We're talking about our battle against pure evil. And we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:10, 6:12 tells us. And ladies and gentlemen, Target stores today should be taken completely out of any of your caller index in your telephone. Target stores should be taken off the shelf with any potentiality of you buying from them. I don't care what kind of prices they put on it. If you pay a dollar more for an article than you would at Target, pay that dollar more. Put it someplace that's not pushing in your face the LGBTQ sodomite agenda, as Target stores are now doing. Boycott Target stores. I don't know how I can say it any clearer. If you're a Christian listening, if you're a conservative, if you're a patriot, if you're concerned about the trajectory that's going in our nation, if you're concerned about the demoralization and the sexualization and the recruitment of our kids today, if you're concerned about it, let your money speak. Target stores need to be treated just as Bud Light, when they started pushing the garbage with the he, she, shim that was pushing the sale of Bud Light. They plummeted financially. And I believe their attention has been gotten, grasped very clearly. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you for this topic. Personally, when I think about all this evil LGBTQT and the mutilation of the children, the homosexual agenda, I just think that God has turned them over to a reprobate mind. They can't think about what's right or truthful because God's just turned them over. But Dr. Youngblood, you used the word battle. Please remind the listeners that if you're going to battle and have a war, you need beans and bullets. And I implore you to ask the listeners to support this broadcast financially, because it does take beans and bullets. You're on the air because you buy time. It's not given to you free.
You're exactly right, brother. Let me touch on something before I touch on that. You're talking about turning them over to a reprobate mind. You're referring to the Romans text where it talks about the Sodomites and what they're doing. It says in the 28th verse, "And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, that is, not proper, not right." And it goes on then to talk about Romans chapter 1. Just read verse 28. Verse 29, 30, 31, and 32. It goes into great detail about the characteristics and the conduct of one that's been turned over to a reprobate mind. And that is, in part, I'll read. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, truth breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing that the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same thing, but have pleasure in them that do them." And so when you say turn them over to a reprobate mind, we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that when God turns them over, exactly what does it mean, a reprobate mind? Depraved, corrupt, sinful, immoral, shameless, wicked, evil, profligate, degenerate, damned, debauched, desolate, corrupt, lost-minded, unruly. And you find that right from the Word of God. And so that's what we're talking about today. And that's the reason I say it is a battle against pure evil. And as Tom just mentioned, there is a need for this broadcast to be sustained by you, our listener. If this is a blessing to you, if you tune in each day, if you get information that's beneficial and inspiration that's challenging, if you're inspired by this broadcast and believe it to be beneficial to you, that you have information that you can hold on to and have the authority based on the Word of God, then the encouragement is to sustain this broadcast ministry by going to FCBC, that's FCBCATJax.com, FCBCATJax.com. Go to the donate button. Whatever amount you donate, you can do one time or each week. We have those that are giving on a weekly basis and a monthly basis, but it helps sustain by underwriting the cost of this broadcast ministry. And it is a ministry. The desired goal is to see Christians, conservatives, and patriots wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and become salt and light in our society. Tom, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your insight. Keep praying. Keep looking up.
Well, Dr. Youngblood, if I could say one last thing again.
Okay.
I know you very well, and I'd like to reassure the listeners that every dollar they send will be spent very wisely, that you're a very frugal individual, and the very fact that I have to call up and prompt you to ask for a donation, that should tell you that you're a very frugal individual.
Thank you so much. Well, Tom, it apparently you know me. I don't know how to ask for money. I don't know how to ask somebody to give to something. I think that God needs to prompt the hearts of them to do so. And as I tell people, I don't buy anything unless it is on sale. I don't need it. If it's food, if it's not on sale, or if I don't have a coupon, it doesn't taste good. The coupon makes it taste better. If it's on sale, the suit fits better, et cetera, et cetera. I tell people I squeeze a nickel till the Indian dried the buffalo. And I believe that's the frugality that a Christian ought to use. But thank you so much for your comments, and keep looking up. Our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is nine. Thank you so much, Tom. That telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. I'm looking at a headline, ladies and gentlemen, that is petrifying, it's frightening, it's disconcerting, but I believe you need to hear it. Farmer, Pfizer, funded LGBTQ index scoring for all hospitals for promoting gender identity and ideology. Both Pfizer and the PHRMA funded the Human Rights Campaign as Healthcare Equity or Equality Act Index, a tool that the far-left organization is using to push gender identity and ideology into the medical institutions all across America. This article says the HRC Healthcare Equality Index sways the practices of all hospitals, healthcare facilities, and doctors by scoring them on whether they are adopting the LGBTQI plus inclusive patient visitation and employment policies. Quote, over time and due to decades of advancement in LGBTQ inclusion in daily society, healthcare facilities have worked harder than ever to increase their work to provide equitable care for the LGBTQ community. The HRC boasts, and now the Healthcare Quality Index survey reflects and promotes these efforts through its scoring of the criteria. The Healthcare Quality Index objectives makes it very clear that to be scored well, healthcare institutions must provide and then prove that they are inclusive of the LGBTQ patients, cultivating inclusive workplaces by promoting LGBTQ policies and benefits and engaging publicly with the LGBTQ community. Inclusivity in those contexts means allowing patients or employees to use restrooms, bathrooms, showers that align with their gender identity rather than biological sex, or providing access to gender-affirming care, a phrase used by the activists to mask the grisly realities of transitioning, including hormones, puberty blockers, and surgeries to remove or create breast, remove or create a penis, facial feminization, and more. Children's National Hospital in Washington, D.C. earned a perfect score from the Healthcare Quality Index in 2022, according to the reports. The index uses 100-point scale and awards the points for displaying LGBTQ symbols, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Big Pharma now that's developed hand-in-hand with the LGBTQ sodomite agenda and organizations across America to basically power hospitals, doctors, nurses, healthcare facilities, to pressure them by putting pressure on them, and it's a force play to force them to carry out the agenda of the sodomite lifestyle. It is a battle against pure evil. I don't know how you could call it anything else. It is a battle against evil when you find the massive mega billions of dollars by the big pharma organizations that's doing that. Listen carefully. They have a mindset. It is a marketing tool for them. If they can get the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses and healthcare associations to carry out that practice, then they have the income for years to come for those that have gone through the surgeries, the butcher barbaric surgeries, and they are dependent upon the medicines, the medical care out of the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, and the big pharma for the rest of their lives. It is no different, ladies and gentlemen, than what big pharma has done in relationship to the mass genocide on a global basis because of COVID-19. It is no different. They forced our nation was forced into subjection, and it was as a result of Big Pharma making claims about injections that would kill, but they claimed it would cure, not giving the patient the information they needed to know about remdesivir that would destroy the lungs, the heart, the liver, and destroy their lives. ladies and gentlemen, it's the same big farmer that's involved now in pushing the masquerade that the LGBTQ agenda can be carried out through the medical profession with doctors lying to you or to your child or to your grandkids. Here's an article that goes back to the things that's taking place with Target. Another company goes Bud Light woke with queer clothing for kids. The clothing giant of the North Face, that's North and then Face, F-A-C-E, never heard of them before, which creates an outdoorsman and yuppie alike, became the latest major U.S. company to partner with the drag queen marketing to children. Although technically its foray into the drag marketing happened last year. The second year is now in a row. The company has chosen a homosexual drag queen going under the name of Pettigoni, surely to the consternation of more than a few people, to celebrate LGBTQ Pride Month. And it goes on to talk about the Instagram video starts out with him in a towering red wig, extra long fake fingernails, and a rainbow colored dress, and appears to be on a 4-inch stiletto boots as he announces, "Hi, it's me, Pettigoni, a real-life homosexual." And it goes on to talk about the activist that's carrying out that and the part that's being played. Ladies and gentlemen, you must ask the question, what is the motivation? What causes otherwise what you would say well-heeled organizations, companies, and manufacturers to go woke and start pushing the sodomite agenda? It's the M-O-N-E-Y. But beyond the money factor, it is the woke culture, and it's been promulgated and pushed as a result of the battle against pure evil. We're battling against the demonic delusion that's covering most of society today. Another article says, major retailers' sex grooming for kids goes so far, even gays are sickened by it. The article states, corporate America's sexual grooming of children toward the LGBTQI ideology has gone so far. Now, even some homosexuals are sounding the alarm and urging the Bud Light treatment for a major U.S. retailer. The target of the latest outrage is Target itself, as videos and images depicting the chain's Pride line clothing, that's gay pride line clothing, are making the rounds on social media. The group Gays Against Groomers is among those now leading the outrage and is posted on video products it sells, coaxing young minds toward same-sex and transsexual ideology. This article states, quote, "This is what you will feel in the kids section of Target. We urge you to take your business elsewhere. Even some of the gay, it's called, even some of the sodomite organizations are sickened by the induction and the indoctrination and the promulgation and the sexualization and the recruitment of our kids through major, major big box stores like Target." And again, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, there's a need to pull your funds. Stop funding the sodomite lifestyle push with Target stores. Ladies and gentlemen, it seems as though in our society today that there's a rush to the bottom. There's a rush. The sodomite emphasis month is the month of June, and major corporations across America are racing to the bottom of the bucket to see who can be most effective and most influential, most embraced by the sodomite crowd. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have the great drag queen shows where toddlers are brought by the parents. We see the pedophiles pushing their agenda of sexualization and the recruitment of our kids. And ladies and gentlemen, I don't understand. Maybe you could call in and tell me. Why would a parent take a toddler 2 years old and up or younger to a sodomite drag queen show? What is it that would motivate a mother or a father? Most of the time you see it's the mothers doing it. What would cause them to do that? It is a demonic delusion. It is a demonic induction to the woke society. It is the demonic induction into the demoralization and the destruction of the morals and ethics and the values. It is, as Dr. Henry Morris called it for years and years and years and years gone by, he said it's the long war against God. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a demonic war against God. I'm looking at a headline. Dennis Prager is the writer of this article. Dennis Prager blasts those who demand others to celebrate something you had nothing to do with. And it's called This Pride Stuff Isn't Healthy. He says, I've never understood ethnic, race, gender, or sex pride. Even as a kid, I didn't understand it. This article says, this is problematic for two reasons. It talks about the most recent incarnation of group pride is LGBTQ pride. Every company, every professional, sports team, every Democratic politician, even the armed forces of the American and American embassies around the world are now expected to celebrate Gay Pride Month, Pride Night, year-round LGBTQ pride. This is problematic for two reasons, he says. First, what exactly is one proud of? What accomplishment is involved in being gay, lesbian, or bisexual? Even trans is allegedly built into one's nature. Is it the entire premise of the LGBTQ movement that one does not choose one's sexual orientation or sexual identity? What's anyone who argues that sexuality, wasn't anyone that argued against homosexuality as a choice and declared a hater and science denier? So then if no choice is involved, no effort on the part of the individual, let alone moral accomplishment, what is there to be proud of? Maybe I couldn't identify as a Jewish pride or even a great Jewish athlete, but at least they all actually accomplished something. This is by Dennis Prager. The other problematic element has to do with the LGBTQ movement does everything possible to bludgeon every institution into celebrating gay pride nights, weeks, weekends, and months. The reason is the totalitarian nature of all left-wing movements. Unlike liberal and conservative movements, every left-wing movement is a totalitarian movement. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we see taking place today. It is a totalitarian movement. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that all of this is coming as a battle against pure evil. I believe we have Chris on the line. Chris, go over the question or comment, please.
Thank you so much. Hey, I can say so much, but I just want to make it short. I'll let you comment on it. But we will be going to a one-world government, one-world religion, and a one-world currency. And we see it happening right in front of our faces. To me, just hearing so many things, but the Tower of Babel, I mean, this is what it is. We're one nation that's stopping us from going to the one world government, one world religion, and one world currency because we're the only one. And we were one nation under God. And we know what God did when they started to build the tower. It was, you know, to build it to heaven, but it was taking God out of the picture.
Chris, you're exactly right, brother. One of the things that we see, and let me put a kind of a parenthetical footnote to what you've said, you're on target, spot on with your statement. We're on the fast track for one world government, one world religion, according to Revelation 17, Revelation 18. We're on the fast track for seeing the totalitarian nature of that one world government with the Antichrist, the man of sin, the one that's called the lawless one, stepping on the scene immediately following the rapture of the church. He will step on the scene and rule the world. And the major, major thing, Christian, you touched on it, the major thing that stands in the way of this globalist one world agenda, which Bill Gates, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and multitudes of others, Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum, et cetera, they're all pushing for the one world government. And the only thing, the main thing that's standing in their way to the accomplishment of that totalitarian nature and national agenda is God, the Christian, the salt and the light of the world. We, as believers, stand in the way. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the blockade that's preventing it. And, Chris, you, I'm sure, familiar with the fact that the out of the 10 major points of Marxism, the first three, the top three, not just the first three in their lineup, but the top three is to destroy the nuclear family, divide the nation by race, and dethrone God. And we're watching those three things simultaneously take place today. And it's a demonic delusion. It's a demonic empowerment that's doing that. And I am saddened to see the demise of a great nation, the constitutional republic that we have, one nation under God, indivisible, as we are prone to say. But, Chris, we're watching it implode, the warp and the woof, the very fabric being destroyed. Chris, thank you so much for your input. You're exactly right. All we can do as Christians is keep looking up, But at the same time, as I'll close in a moment with the statement, we need to get into the battle. If we're Christian soldiers, Chris, and I believe that you understand this, if we're a Christian soldier, a soldier is trained to do battle. A soldier is trained to recognize the enemy. A soldier is trained then to get on the battlefield after putting on the whole armor, to get on the battlefield and to do battle. And I think, Chris, one of the things that is the missing element in society today is that Christians are silent rather than standing as salt and light and getting into the battle and onto the battlefield. And that's my cry. That's my call. That's my encouragement today. Chris, thank you so much, brother, for your call, for your insight, and for your statements. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue. I'm looking at an article that is from the AFA, that's the American Family Association. And this statement says this: in our battle to reclaim family values in America, we're not fighting an enemy with good intentions. We're fighting an enemy that seeks to steal, kill, and destroy. Forgive me for being so blunt, but that's reality, this writer says. This description comes from Jesus himself in the Gospel of John, and it becomes more and more true with every new attack. Sexual predators, genital mutilators, cold-blooded child killers. The battle goes beyond mere politics. It's a fight against evil itself. Our children are being, our children from becoming, it is safe, we need to save our children from becoming woke, morally adrift puppets to the radical left that wants to destroy them. Our opponents have made their intentions very clear. If they can't take our children's lives inside the womb, then they're determined to steal and destroy their lives outside the womb. Radical liberals are just as determined to steal your kids. Take the American Library Association, for example. They may not be a villain you read about every day, but they're every bit as radical as the ACLU, Planned Parenthood, BLM, LGBTQ, etc. Not only is the president of the ALA, that's the American Library Association, a known activist Marxist, they're stocking the children's shelves of libraries across America with sexually explicit, LGBTQ-affirming, immoral garbage. And it goes on to talk about the American Library Association and the wicked, evil things that they're doing in relationship to that. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today our battle against pure evil. And we need to understand it is pure evil. I'm looking at an article that says, Target holds emergency meetings of the LGBTQ merchandise in some of its stores to avoid a Bud Light situation. I'm looking at another headline, ladies and gentlemen. High school says tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms are being placed in toilets. If it were not so sad, I would laugh. Lake Ridge High School students have apparently been removing tampon dispensers from the walls of all the boys' bathrooms and depositing them in the toilet. According to the Daily News, the school sent out an email about the issue and reportedly attached a photo of a dispenser in the boys' restrooms. Oregon state law requires public schools to supply free tampons and sanitary pads in bathroom dispensers, including in restrooms designed and designated for males. And it goes on to talk about how each time they take them down, each time the boys empty them, dump them, they go back in. Ladies and gentlemen, that's taxpayers' dollars being used to fund an illicit, illegal, ungodly, unholy, immoral activity in the school districts. We're talking about the wickedness in high places today. Ladies and gentlemen, our rights are under assault. We are to put on the whole armor of God, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and following. And ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. We need to stand in the battle knowing that our God shall fight for us. Nehemiah chapter 4 and verse 20 says that. But we must enter into the battle. Ladies and gentlemen, believers are called to become Christian soldiers. A soldier cannot win the battle unless, first of all, he identifies the enemy. A soldier cannot win the battle until, first of all, he's prepared. A soldier cannot win the battle until he prays and is prayed up and armored up. A soldier cannot win the battle until he enters into the battlefield. So my challenge today and call to you is to enter the battle. Be salt and light. Be the Christian soldier. Keep on keeping on honoring God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them.